Y'all ready for the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in lamest terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Man, I am whipped right now. I mean, I had the eye doctor appointment. I hadn't been in like 6 some years. So I'm finally going to get some glasses. Had to go to stop at the job and then get some food, get my hair cut. And then I come home, the neighbor's having a little daughter having a party. So I took my son over there, a few hours, and he running himself ragged, and I'm like, all right, time to podcast.
Well, I had an early morning run to Target, and good Lord, let me tell you, some of these people out here, tacky.
Oh,
some of the white people dress, oh what? My gosh.
In Target, you're going to see that.
So, please get yourself together, people. I mean, do not come outside looking sloppy. At least look presentable, because... It's not a good look.
I can't wear my I can't wear my bed clothes to Target. I can't wear my pajama bottoms out and flip flops.
I mean, you can. I wear shorts and flip flops, but at least look halfway decent. Brush your teeth and comb your hair. But you know, it is what it is. Having a good day so far. So hope all the listeners out there, hope y'all are doing well in your lives as well. So I know y'all don't want to hear about what we going on in our day to day. So I know y'all want to hear the sports talk. So let's get down to the nitty gritty.
That's right. So, as y'all know, this is the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. You can find our show on Stitcher and iTunes Radio and any other places that you listen to your podcast. You can also check us out on our website, www.blackisonline.com. If y'all want to hit us up, any comments, any feedback, just want to chop it up, you can email us, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLehman, hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us. You got any joints you want to hear, let us know. You got any questions you got for us, we'll definitely answer them on the air for you. So definitely hit us up. We will definitely
holler at you.
That's what's up. You know, before we jump into the fun stuff, but I want to just say rest in peace, Ruby D.
Yeah,
that was sad to see. I was like, oh snap,
came out of nowhere.
Yeah, another one of them legends.
Yeah,
you know, seeing the pictures of her when she was young, you're like damn, Ruby D was handling it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she's one of them icons, so yeah, she will be missed. You know prayers go out to her and her family.
Definitely want to send prayers out to her and her family and wish them, you know, the best of luck for the future. And you know, it's tough when you lose somebody like that. Yeah. You know, it's always tough. So
she lived a great life, and yeah,
you know, she's one of those people that made an impact and will be missed. Yeah. You know,
it's gonna be a lot of folk watching Raising in the Sun.
That's right. Hey, that movie, awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
She did it the best.
You know.
All right. Speaking about doing it the best.
Go ahead, brother. Yeah. Go ahead. You have earned it,
man. You know, going split. What we were on Sunday? What it was like? We just went through at game one that just happened.
Yep.
We were like, all right, let's see what happened. It's gonna be tied.
I thought both teams would hold home court, but I was wrong.
Wait, and like this team, Miami won all their home games in the playoffs. Pretty good home team all season.
Mm-hmm.
Ass whooping, game three. You're like, okay. What did I think?
Everybody said. I didn't hear one person who was like, Spurs are going to win that game. Everybody was like, Miami's coming back. Yeah. Miami's winning. Guaranteed Miami's coming back to win. And it was like, ass whooping again. It was like deja vu. It was like, what the heck's going on? I said, I mean, it's clear as day. The Spurs are the better team. There's just no question about it at this point in time. And Gee whiz. I mean, you got to feel for LeBron. LeBron's trying his best. Mm-hmm. He's doing the best he can. Everybody else is not helping him. He's not getting the support. No. It's like I tweeted out the other day. James Jones had 11 points in 3 minutes, and freaking Mario Chalmers, Norris Cole, and Rashard Lewis had, 10 points in 64 combined minutes. That's ridiculous. That's absurd. And that, to me, shows me a guy like James Jones should have been used. He should have been a guy who replaced, like, a Mike Miller. A guy who can be your freaking Rashard Lewis. James Jones has been in the system. He knows the system. He's played in big moments in the playoffs before. I don't know why the heck he's been just phased out of the rotation.
James Jones, he got out of the rotation like years ago.
And then comes in and just splashes.
But Rashard Lewis has been hot. Rashard Lewis up to game 4. The last couple games, he was solid.
Yeah.
He was playing well. I mean, he was like, I'm like, stop leaving Rashard Lewis open for threes because he's going to make them. But like you said, LeBron, had 28 points, 8 boards, only lined 6 times, scored, 19 of those 28 in the third.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, he's going to come out hot in the third quarter. And he did.
He scored the fact that
19 of the 21.
The fact that he scored 19 of their 21 points total in the third quarter told me everything I needed to know. I'm like, that just told me he's not getting any help. Nobody else is doing anything. Well, granted, he was being aggressive with it, but I'm like, somebody else scored a bucket. That's it. That's it.
They're gonna let him.
Y'all
go
got
off.
Nothing else.
Because what Spurs are not ridiculous. Gonna do. I am all for the Spurs. Hey, if LeBron want to get 50.
Go ahead.
Fine. But do not let him get 50 and 12 assists.
And I've heard people say, if LeBron had put up, 45 points or 50 points, then I could say, well, he didn't really get any help. I'm like, dude, come on, man. That's not fair. That really isn't fair. I'm like, you're telling me this guy has to score 50 points and grab 10 rebounds and dish out 8 assists. And I'm just like, come on. What more do you want him to do?
Dwayne Wade, 3 of 13.
Ridiculous.
2 boards, absurd. 4 assists. Yeah, 4 steals, 3 turnovers, 10 points.
What Chris Bosh do?
In that game, he played, he was 5 of 11,
mm-hmm.
1-3.
Yeah, good for him.
Which, I mean, maybe in Toronto, I would expect 1-3 nowadays. It's like, you only shot 1-3? That's awkward. 12.4 board, no assists. I mean, and what was it? Wasn't it the other game where he got game 3 where he got 12 touches?
Yep, combined.
Yeah, 12 touches.
For the whole game. That's ridiculous and absurd. And I mean, Chris Bosh is a much better player than that. It's turned into LeBron James and everybody else. That's all it is.
I saw this this tweet that this dude sent basically comparing his team to the 07 team. And it was like the averages were almost identical. And like LeBron's putting up 28 as he was, and the next person was like 12 or something like that. And I was like, wow, this is kind of scary. So before we get into speaking on the Miami Heat and what they need to do,
gotta give credit where credit is due. The Spurs are handling their business. They're playing defense. They are moving the ball. They've got Miami back on their heels. I mean, Miami can't defend them. They can't. They're moving the ball so much that there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, they're honest about it. Like, look, we don't have the horses to just go ISO or let a guy just go for 40. They're not built like that.
Nope.
They're built on ball movement. Greg Popovich, like, if we don't move the ball, we die.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their problem with losing game 2. In the last minutes, the ball wasn't moving. So these 2 games on the road, moving the ball, spreading it, putting Boris Diaw in the lineup, wham!
Boris Diaw has been huge, has been unbelievable.
I mean, 8 points, 9 boards, 9 assists.
And playing great defense.
Yeah, I heard he has like a plus minus of like 60 in these 4 games. You're like, damn, bruh.
I mean, Boris Diaw has always been one of those guys who he's been a guy who can damn near get you a triple-double all mm-hmm. the time. He's built that way. Yeah. He was, ever since his Atlanta Hawk days, he's been that way. So.
Yeah, he started as a point guard.
Yep.
And then, of course, he got to Charlotte. Now he's fat.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. And he gets weighed. Spurs pick him up.
And money. Rest is history. Yep. And this is what happens, man. The Spurs just have that culture of you come in, you put in the work, and you know you'll get your opportunity.
And he's been playing, and I mean,
shout out to Patty Mills, man.
Patty Mills came in big,
dropping 14 points, just hitting three after 14 three points, after three.
Yeah, 5 of 8, 4 of 6 in 16 minutes.
That's what I'm saying, man. Miami has nobody like this off their bench who can spark, you know, just give you an offensive threat, and
they don't. I mean, you know, it's almost like what. Tim Duncan scored 10 points. Mm-hmm. Ginobili gave you 7.
Parker had 19.
Parker had a solid game, but I mean, come on. I mean, their MVP outside of Boris Diaw, who is my one, the other one is.
It's Kawhi Leonard.
It's the Claw. It's Kawhi no Leonard.
He's been.
Man, first two games, he was non-existent.
I don't know. Greg Popovich probably woke him up and was like, look.
We need you.
You need to be aggressive. Yeah, he's been aggressive. He has been taking it upon himself. He's been taking shots when he gets the ball. He's been taking it ISO sometimes. I mean he's really shown that his offensive game is growing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, game three, he scored 29 points. You like 29 points, they said damn.
His career high in college was 26. Like, Jesus Christ, this is your best game of your career since high school.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, what's he going to do for a follow-up game four? Oh, 20 points, 14 boards, and three assists, and three steals, solid D. Three blocks.
Crazy.
Come on, man. And with that little poop bag yam that have everybody in white, quiet.
I rewound that play like 5 times. I'm like,
not blocking
nobody
out.
Blocked him out. Not one person. I'm like, everybody just stood there. Even LeBron was just standing there looking at the ball, and I'm like, dude, come on now. This is the stuff that we're talking about. I said it the last time. The Spurs want it. You can see that they want it. They want it more. They are hitting clutch buckets. You can see the emotion. Every time they hit a big shot, dudes are just like, yes! They are just feeling it.
You love it as a team.
They're just feeling it, yeah.
You see a Duncan on the bench.
It's almost
and then
like
Patty Mills hit a three, and he's up, yeah, baby, yeah! And the whole bench cheering.
And it's LeBron against them. And them are just kicking his ass.
Like we said,
needs some help.
Ain't no big three. It's a big one.
And everybody else.
A solid two and a role-playing three.
Yep. That's Steve Novak-ish. I'm starting to compare Chris Bosh right now to Steve Novak, folks, because that's all he's doing is he's standing in the corner shooting three-pointers. He don't rebound no more. He don't do nothing.
They don't use him. And
they don't. He needs to. He should opt out and move on to somewhere where he can honestly be a number two.
Yeah.
All right. Like, go to Chicago then. That's where he should have went in the first place. Real talk. Yeah. You should have came to Chicago. Granted, you got the rings.
I mean, you've been in the finals four straight.
You've been a role player. If you wanted to be that guy, you should have came to the Chi-Town.
Yeah.
And now you would have been the guy with Derrick Rose getting hurt. You would have been the focal point. But, you know, it is what it is. Everything happens for a reason.
But, I mean, you know, and I think the Spurs won. They wanted Miami.
Yeah.
This is that.
They wanted a rematch. Mm-hmm. Because they felt that. Let's be real.
Who were they
going to play? Spurs should have won the last series. Spurs should have won last year.
They should have.
It should have been theirs.
But,
yes.
You know, you get, I mean, like I say, you do need some luck when it comes to winning a championship. You need some luck. You need some balls bouncing your way. And Miami made the necessary plays, and the Spurs didn't.
Yep.
I'm grown enough to say that. Spurs didn't make the necessary plays to win the chip. So, came back this year. They won, went away. And I'm hoping Popovich is like, you know, we ain't done nothing. I'm talking like nothing happened yet.
Yes, Popovich.
We won 3 games. So what? 3 games ain't enough.
Echoed those same sentiments. Like we just did what we're supposed to do.
I'm just like, this game can still go 6-7 games. I mean, you heard LeBron at this press conference today say, "Why not us? We can't." And they should. I mean, you ain't out of it yet.
You've won the past 2 titles. Yes, right. You have an opportunity.
Yeah. Who says we can't win? Everybody. But I'm like, you got all of y'all ain't playing.
Exactly.
You know, oh well, 80% of teams who win game one win, like, and so, I'm like, fuck, so what?
Teams have come back before. He was like, that means 20% of teams have done it.
Yeah, he was like, so, at some point, somebody who was down 2-0 came back and won. Somebody who was down 3-1, they came back and won. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, Houston was down 3-1. The Rockets back in the day, they came back. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't nobody think, like you said, ain't nobody think Yankees was up 3-0 over the Red Sox. Like, yeah, it was done.
Red Sox, it was over, and then it was like, oh.
We're straight. So he should feel that way. Yeah. I mean, even when we laughed at Kobe, well, that was different. Kobe Bryant, they were down 3-0 to Dallas. I still believe, like, y'all don't look like, well, okay. I don't believe.
Yeah, all right.
So, yeah, I'm not, I ain't feeding into that. I hope the Spurs come out and just, you ain't no hope.
Nope.
Let's, I'm, you see this hope? At home. You see that hope? I'm stomping on it. It's dead. Go back in the locker room, motherfucker.
So, I mean, I know the Spurs are probably, they want to close it out at home in front of their home fans.
They know. Well, they want to close it out now because you know you do not want to give this team any life.
Nope.
Because all Miami's like, we just win this one.
Yep.
Then we going back home. So. And then, so, they got to focus. I would, like I said, I would not be shocked if Miami wins tomorrow.
The nice thing that the Spurs have going for them is they did not have to play an obscene amount of minutes in the last few games just because the games have been so lopsided. Yeah,
they played a little bit.
They have a little rest on their side. Yeah, I mean, Ginobili played, what, 28 minutes last game?
Yeah, so I mean, you had to start Duncan most of the starters outside of Danny Green, played over 30 minutes. But you got 2 days rest, which Miami needs because they looked gassed. Yeah,
they really looked exhausted.
So this may benefit them.
Yeah.
I do expect them what I expected them to do in game four, which is come out swinging.
Mm-hmm.
We making a statement. They're going to make a push. Like I said, if the Spurs just, hey, take the punches. Take them, stick around, and then in the fourth quarter, 5 minutes to go, oh, yeah, hit your run.
Yep.
Start throwing them jabs. It's time to get your Rocky on. Knocking fools out.
Yep.
You know, so I'm hoping that happens. And either way, let's go. I ain't celebrating yet, but hopefully the next time we you hear me, I'm going to be talking my shit. Shout out, we got the recap. Can I talk my shit? And it's for Miami. Dude, I almost put like, you know, I might send out a what the fuck moment to Mario Chalmers. Where the hell you at?
Gone.
Mario Chalmers. Mario Chalmers. Bueller.
Right.
Bueller.
Right. Jeez.
I mean, I thought he would have. I thought game four. I'm like, all right, he done heard. He had 3 bad games. He's going to come out 2-for-6. Granted, he had 5 assists, but damn, 4 points.
Yeah, it's been bad. He's had a bad series.
Norris Cole been bad, too. That's just shocking. Both of them.
Norris Cole's been off. Shane Battier ain't done squat.
They've had to play.
Ray Allen's been whatever.
Yeah, they play with no point guard now. Most of that line, well, we just going to put Ray Allen and Dwayne Wade in the backcourt.
And LeBron's point guard.
Yeah, LeBron's running point.
Like, that's what I'm saying, man. The man has to do every freaking thing. I mean,
yeah, and
yes, he has a reason to be tired. He has a reason to be tired.
Right.
Everybody else, you ain't got no reason to be tired. You ain't doing nothing. No,
and I'm glad he came out. I know he'll take some crap, you know, because he's come out and everybody's putting this big old, you know, what happens if you lose? Now you told me that this quote, I still haven't seen it. I've heard it that he'd rather not.
He said he'd rather not
make
the. He'd rather not be in the playoffs than to lose a championship, which, I mean, me personally, I disagree with just because I'm like, I'd rather be in the playoffs just so I have that opportunity to be. But I'm like, I get what he's saying. Like, if you're going in, if you just knew,
yeah, it's championship,
I'm not
going to
win. Yeah, I'm not going to win. Then I'd rather just not be there. I understand that. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
He's going to get shitted on for saying it.
Yes. Well, to me, I call bullshit on that. I'm like, it's been a couple seasons not making the playoffs and see how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be saying like, all other teams like, word.
Be careful word. What you wish for. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I don't want to make the playoffs. Shut up. Come on. I get the frustration. But you've been to the big dance 4 straight times.
Yeah.
At least you got there with the opportunity to win a championship. All other 28 teams is like, eat a dick, LeBron James.
Yep.
Let us be there.
Right.
Can I take your spot, then? You ain't in the playoffs. So, you know, but we know what they trying to do. Here come the rumors. It's going to be a big foe.
I heard that and almost was just like, whatever. I don't even care. Whatever. Get your big four then. Get your big four. You ain't going to do shit with it. I don't even care.
Yeah. So we alluding to
gonna
one.
Be a big four and then nothing.
Nope, you ain't gonna have no
money. You ain't gonna have no money.
So everybody whatever. Take $5 million more less.
And the way Wade is looking, I ain't taking no pay cut.
Oh no, I'm waiting.
I ain't taking no pay cut.
I don't know if I want. I may just you know what, I'm still opting in.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go ahead and do that.
Yeah. Well, you can take less money. Like
I could, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm gonna be selfish. Can I be selfish now?
I've been generous.
Like I took less money to build this.
He did.
You know, and we know how to. We know, like everybody said, there is no loyalty in sports.
Nope.
And seeing Tim Duncan get traded or something. Yeah, that would be shocking, which is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But Dwayne Wade, you know, if this is Miami, the big city, everybody want to play here, then you a franchise who can be like, thanks, man. We really appreciate it. Yep. But
we got to move
on. Trying to win some chips. So see you later.
You got to do what you got to do. So, I mean, the smart organizations have to say goodbye to some of them star athletes from time to time when they're trying to make the moves to continuously be in championship contention. It has to happen sometimes. So, you know, for D-Wade's sake, if he wants, he can take the pay cut if he wants to. Whatever.
But
it's like,
how much more? I mean, they could have made 20, they making 16 a year. Like, and now if you want to add another star, now I need to take 10, 12?
Right.
And for how much?
And my
how
thing
much,
is,
how much of a discount Melo taking?
And LeBron James ain't taking no discount.
No,
I'm not. I'm the best player in the freaking league. You're paying me the most money. That's just real talk. I'm sorry. I'm the best. Pay me like the best. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this isn't Kobe Bryant. We paying you for past services. No. And I'm like, look.
He's in his prime. I'm cashing in.
I'm carrying the burden of this team and everything with it.
I got to do everything. So
shots is fired at me.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody getting. Dwayne Wade getting 2-3 shots at, you know, Chris Bosh getting some shots. All the big bazookas is aimed at me. So, I need some paper. You're like, well, he got endorsements. So, what that mean? So, I should leave some money on the table? Well, you making some here? Like, yeah, but I can make some here too.
And it's like, I understand it's about winning and all that, but at the same time, you should be compensated for your worth. And he took a pay cut.
Yeah.
So, I mean, gee whiz. He deserves to get paid like he's the best. And first of all, it's all speculation because Carmelo hasn't even opted out yet. So, we don't know. Yeah. But, I mean, sides, it seems like he's going to.
Yeah, and
but you know,
is Dwayne Wade okay with being the third guy?
Wheel. Is Chris Bosh cool with being a fourth?
Yeah, right. Are you gonna want it? Then it becomes if you pay him, are you trying to pay your fourth guy $10-12 million
saying.
What he's doing?
This doesn't even sound. No. It doesn't even sound right. It sounds stupid.
Yeah, because we get on Chris Bosh, and part of it is the offense. Mm-hmm. If this dude is supposedly a top five power forward, which I've seen people say.
Yeah.
Then use him like one.
Yep.
You know, he ain't Dirk.
No.
God. Well, he Mehmet Okur, that's what he is. At least Okur would get like 8 to 10 boards.
Yeah, real talk. Damn. Real talk.
You know, Kevin Love getting rebounds. He's shooting threes.
He's not athletic.
Right. But he getting in the paint. Mm-hmm. He's doing, you know, and when Bosh gets in the paint, I'm almost like, oh, he made an aggressive move to the paint. Damn, I ain't seen that in a long time.
Oh, boy.
I mean, use him. Yeah. You don't. It's LeBron
upsetting.
Carry us.
Yeah. LeBron, you do everything.
You know, Dwayne Wade going to have to come off the bench if that's the case. But that ain't happening.
Yep.
And so, we don't, you know, it's all speculation. So, let's focus on Mr. Melo.
So,
Mr.
I mean,
Anthony. He said he is going to opt out.
He's leaned toward. He hasn't said nothing yet.
Well, they ain't, you know.
Rumors are out there that he's supposedly going to opt out.
Well, June 23rd is the day, and we will know for sure.
Everybody's waiting. That's just the day to hear. I'm under the impression he'll say something before then. From the rumors we've heard, Chicago and Houston are the top spots for him.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkling some Dallas in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see. The Knicks are trying. The Knicks are in there. I'm not going to completely rule out the Knicks because, I mean, it would not surprise me if he was like, all right, you know, I'll go back.
Yeah, but, I honestly think he would like to stay in New York.
He would.
But this
he wants to, he said, and I'm going to keep repeating it, he said it's about winning. So, and I understand Phil was like, well, you know, take a little bit less, you know, and... Just opt in and then we'll see what happens and we'll have the cap space necessary. Y'all going to be terrible. We already know it. I mean, granted, it's the East, so there are chances you could make the playoffs. Right. But the chances are greater that you probably aren't going to be that good of a team. So, I mean, for Carmelo, looking at the big picture, if Carmelo is really about winning, he wants to win titles, I'm like, Chicago is your destination. It is laid out for you. You have a top three defense already. Mm-hmm. You have a great rapport. It's already come out that he has a good relationship with Tom Thibodeau. So you guys already have that going for you. It's the big market. It's Jordan. You on Jordan's brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big city. You get to play with D Rose. You guys are cool. Joakim Noah's already come out and said he's been recruiting you. Right.
You don't have to be the leader of the team. Nope.
All they would need you to do is the only thing they need, which is scoring. All you have to do.
All you got
to
score, rebound, and play team.
And play some D. Play some team defense. They ain't even individual. We got your back. So it's right there laid out for him. Yeah. If he goes somewhere else, you know, so be it. I don't care.
Yeah, Houston's sexier because of the names.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm like, okay, you go to Houston. Good luck getting out.
That's what I'm saying. And I mean, like, you're still in the East, so you have a greater chance of getting to the championship. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, it's laid out there for you.
If he goes to Chicago, they're going to be like, oh, you getting home court advantage.
Dude, I mean, it's right there. Right. Derrick Rose is supposedly healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Coach K said he expects him to play in the summer team, so we'll get an opportunity. I don't want him to, but he'll at least get an opportunity to get his feet wet. He hasn't played in games for a while, so at least he'll get an opportunity to play in some games.
And I hate for them. They may have to lose. They may have to get rid of Taj Gibson.
It sucks to say that. I know Joakim Noah said he don't want to.
I hate. It's like, we got to clear all this cat. And he's like, you got to get rid of Jimmy Butler, too. So we lose two great defensive players, get Carmelo.
The only way they're going to be able to do it, Carmelo's just going to have to take less money. I mean, that's just going to be just the reality. And, I mean, if you want to win, dude, there's nothing wrong with taking $14 million a year. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, if you can get 20, at least
you're on Jordan's
15.
Brand. Enjoying the city Jordan built. You don't think you're going to get advertisement up to Yin Yang?
It's almost like anywhere you go, it's going to be best for you to take less money.
Well, honestly, real talk. And I mean, in all honesty, you're probably going to have to. Just to make it work financially.
Because you need, everybody can say.
I'm like, dude, you saw Miami, them big three. They sacrificed money. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, you got to do the same thing.
You can do 15. You ain't got to do 20. No. Just do 15 a year, and that may.
And we'll see.
Yeah, you might be able to keep a teammate who's going to be valuable during the playoffs.
And I'm like, who knows, dude? You signed with the Bulls. Derrick Rose's contract is over in like a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Once that cap room is available, I'm sure they'll try to re-sign Derrick for a reasonable contract. I'm sure considering his injuries, he won't get as much. So that might leave a little bit more cap space. You guys can do a little more. So, I mean, it's all set up for him.
It's a new game.
It's all set up for him. So it is what it is. But, I mean, the Knicks got Derek Fisher trying to entice him to stay. I heard they came out here for a meeting, to meet and greet and all that good stuff and try to entice him. To stay, he said, you know, he's got no issue with Derek Fisher being hired as the coach. Thinks it's an okay move. Me, I don't. I'm sorry. I've already come out and questioned Phil Jackson. I honestly don't think he knows what he's doing. Mm. He's never been in a position like this. It's one thing to be dating the boss of a company and, you know, kind of pillow talking about shit. It's another to actually run the company. Dude, he's never done this before. This is why I wasn't a fan of the move to begin with, because he's never done this. You saw the minute it was like, okay, we have a coaching spot available. Steve Kerr is my number one dude. Steve Kerr, out of all the coaches available, that was your number one choice?
Right.
Come on, man. And then apparently they you know, they lowballed him money-wise.
Right.
And then he was like, fine, I'll just go back, you know, closer to home and go to Golden State.
Golden State job became available.
And then it was like, oh, now we want Derek Fisher. It was like, come on, man. Are you kidding me? And then he got fined for tampering. And it's like, all right, come on, man. Seriously? So he signed a 5-year, $25 million contract for Derek Fisher, who has, granted, he has great intangibles.
Yeah.
He has everything. He has all the makeup to be a great head coach in the league. But he ain't got no experience. And it's the same thing I said with Jason Kidd. You got to have some kind of experience. You can't just go into a job blind. You saw Jason Kidd. It started off terrible.
Yeah, he struggled.
He struggled. Even in the playoffs, he didn't make the necessary adjustments to win in that series. And those are the things your elite coaches do. They make the necessary adjustments. We've seen Greg Popovich do it.
Yeah, this thing with Fisher, it was
Phil Jackson wants a puppet, somebody he can control who is going to be a yes man.
Yeah, he wants somebody he can groom. They don't know nothing. So I'm going to teach him everything. Like, you going to get called down, Phil.
Yeah.
You know.
At some point.
Right. Especially if you build a good team.
Terrible, too.
If it starts terrible, they're going to crab on you.
Mm-hmm.
If in a couple of years you happen to get some solid pieces and
you're Derek almost Fisher there, but you can't, yeah.
Come on down, Phil.
You got the experience.
But, yeah, that whole tampering and all of that, you're like, you know, come see what we can do. Take less money, you know, re-sign, just opt in Carmelo.
And then you're like, well, I don't really care if he does or he doesn't. It's like, okay, you know what, Phil? All these mind games don't need to, I'm like, it may work when you coaching somebody who's under contract still, who you can control.
Mm-hmm.
When you got a guy who's ready to opt out and has one foot out the door, maybe playing these mind games in the best way to go about it. Because from what I've heard, the sources I've read, he's a little turned off by it.
Yeah, I can see that.
So from what I heard, this meeting is not going to sway him one way or the other. I hear he's ready to opt out and, you know, be a free agent.
No, that's one thing if Phil Jackson was coming to coach your team. Then you could be like, maybe they really trying to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, we're getting a green coach fresh out the gate. Okay.
And you have no cap room. You have no draft pick. You can't make any additions.
Right. You're like, well, what? Just waiting.
This is it. I got to wait again.
Miami was the Heat were the in 20. What was that? 2010. That was a perfect storm.
Yep.
It all like they all their contracts just happened to line up, and they were all free agents at the same damn time.
And Miami set themselves up perfectly that they could have the cap space right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
So it just worked out.
That ain't gonna happen again.
Does not happen all the time.
And you know. Everybody ain't trying to play for James Dolan.
No.
You know, it's like, well, Phil Jackson, like Pat Riley. I'm like, Pat Riley was a GM with Miami and helped them win a chip.
Mm-hmm.
And got Shaq there and got Gary Payton there and made some moves. And they believe that. You know, right now, Phil got to prove it. And right now, you know, it ain't looking that great.
Nope.
We'll see what he's going to do.
Yep. He's learning on the fly. That's what happens.
Yeah. Okay, and then we got to talk about this fool again. We, you know what? It's just because we do news, so we got to bring him up.
Yeah,
we've been telling y'all since this went down until old man Donald puts his pen to paper and is like, "I am cool with this transactions going through." It's not.
Nope, it's not over. You got to. He's still.
And now
he is still technically owner of the freaking Clippers. And now word came out today that Donald Sterling. Has hired Donald Sterling's team of lawyers has hired four private investigation firms to dig up quote unquote dirt on Commissioner David Stern. Should I say former Commissioner David Stern, Commissioner Adam Silver, and the 29 other owners to see if they've made any derogatory messages or phrases or anything like that, any sexual. You know, misconduct going on with them.
Wow.
So he's pulling out all this stuff. And let me get a quote here. Let me get a quote. The person, who is it? that. Investigators were given a six-figure budget over the next 30 days to examine the league's finances, allegations of previous discriminatory conduct, and compensation to past Commissioner David Stern and current Commissioner Adam Silver. The person spoke with anonymity. He said investigators also are looking into whether owners made any off-color jokes or racist or sexist remarks. He says the gloves are off, at quote-unquote, the gloves are off, as they say. Have them dig up all the dirt they can find, end quote. It's basically what Donald Sterling told him to do. Ooh. Find all the dirt you can on them since so I can get as much ammo as I can get to prove my point. So It came out. It did come out. And people have said from the beginning, we heard Mark Cuban say, it's a slippery slope. You're getting on this dude who had a private conversation that was recorded. So now you can't be a hypocrite. So if they happen to find some private recordings with other owners saying some similar stuff, commish, you got to do the same thing. You can't do one and not the other. You cannot play favorites. You can't.
Well, because he said when he announced it that
this will not be tolerated.
This is all based on
this incident. Not so previous. If you have a similar one, you've already set the standard. The next GM or the next owner, if something similar is found, should get. And I am not in any way, shape, or form defending Donald Sterling, but I'm just saying, you can't play favorites here. Granted, a lot of us hate Donald Sterling, but my thing is, if you have an owner and it comes out and there's an audio recording of some more racist stuff right. That another owner said, we're going to hate him too. It's going to be the same emotion. I mean, yes, Donald Sterling has had a history of shit.
Yeah.
So what happens when somebody else comes out with stuff? We're going to do our homework. We're going to start digging more. We're going to try to find out if they have a history of saying stuff. And if they do, it's going to be the same thing with Donald Sterling. He's going to be hated. He's going to be shitted on and crapped on by everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, you know what? Donald Sterling, he's rolling up the sleeves. He's pulling out all the stops. NBA, be ready, because if you got dirt, get rid of it, burn it, whatever you need to do, clear your internet, clear everything, because he's coming for all y'all. So I hope all y'all are squeaky clean.
Damn. I didn't even hear that. Okay.
The man ain't playing.
Okay, I got two things. First, I think all this is happening because Donald Sterling was like, okay, you know what, I'm cool. He thought that when they decided to not have this Board of Governors meeting, which we said they needed to just go through it and do it anyway.
Yep.
I guess Donald Sterling was like, okay, so I guess you're taking back the banishment and all that too. Yeah. No, we ain't doing that. No, you still can't come to games
and you
shit.
Still owe $2.5 right. million. Dollars.
Right. You just, you know, according to the document,
yep.
you know, of the sale, if you try to sue us and you win, your trust pays for it. We don't.
And then his
wife. And he just was like.
And then his estranged wife.
Was like, you found him.
Had him deemed mentally incapacitated. Don't think he liked that one very much.
Well,
bitch, you said I'm crazy? You right. said I can't talk for myself? Okay. All right. We'll see about that.
Right.
I'm going to fight you to the end.
Clearly he's not.
He clearly got some kind of smarts going for him because. He's granted it's not the best way you want to go about defending yourself, but when you're backed up against a wall, sometimes you got to pull out shit out your ass to try to defend yourself.
The other thing,
you start pointing fingers at other people.
The other thing that's I'm interested to see if this happens is you basically have somebody who's powerful in a dominant society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could say is a white supremacist in his viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
He's now going to pull the curtain on
everybody.
Other folk in the dominant society. Like, if I'm going down,
you're going down. Yep, and we've already heard, we've mentioned that the Orlando owner had some issues in the past that he's made some comments that weren't, mm-hmm. you know, very good, right. to say the least.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Ooh, this is,
where there's smoke, there's fire. So
I'm dangerous. And then, you know, I heard he has to go to court with his wife
mm-hmm.
in order to prove that he is mentally competent. Yeah, in order to.
And if that passes,
right, then he can.
Oh Lord!
We kept telling the fool, just shut up and take the money, but This is the real deal.
May not go through now. Yeah. We've said he doesn't sell anything.
Nope.
I don't give a shit how much you're going to pay me for it. I don't sell it.
And this is just, you know, and the fact that he's coming out and being like, I was competent and all that, basically everything you done said is real. Yep. So you, I ain't know.
So you still racist.
I was a.
You still a racist bigot.
Right. I didn't know, you know, I had Alzheimer's. He's suffering from depression. Yeah, okay. No, he ain't suffering nothing.
Yeah, he's fine.
He knows exactly what he's saying. Yep. He mean it. He's a dick.
Yeah.
All of that. I wanted to see, you know, shout out to Hoopla. I wanted to, over at the Red Rock Network, and they mentioned, I want to look this up about all the property Donald Sterling owns in Southern California. They were like, he got his hand in like every damn city.
I believe
he got a piece of property, whether it's residential or commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, one, I'd love to do that. That's how you stack your paper.
Yep.
But so I'm like, damn, man, you can't get rid of him at all.
Nope.
And you know what? I got something else. You know what? I'm actually going to say that. I'm going to say that for one of my awards, something that he did that just popped in my head. I want to go in, but I'm going to say that one for later.
Okay.
He just, God, this story is just ongoing.
It's
going
to keep
going.
And
I will say that I'm glad that Adam Silver did not pull the banishment, because for me, if he did that, I'd have been like, Players Association, yeah, we ain't playing
mm-hmm.
next season. Now, I'm not playing in the finals. No, I'm playing in the finals. Screw that. I want my championship. But going into the season, oh, you back? You reneging on that? Okay, well, we ain't starting.
Nope.
We ain't showing up.
Nope.
None of that. He got to go.
Yep.
So
we'll see. It's an ongoing story. It's going to get uglier. So,
and the last bit of news before we head into our break, Rod Higgins resigns as the president of basketball operations for the Charlotte Hornets. It sounds like they wanted to give Rich Cho a little more power. And he was like, you know what? I'm out.
Yep.
So, I know, you know, while he was there, they made some solid moves.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully for the Hornets, this doesn't affect them. In terms of, you know, if this is really like a bad sign.
I don't think so. You know, it might just be one of those things. We see moves like this happen mm-hmm. all the time. So it may just be one of those things. I'm sure Rod Higgins will bounce back on his feet somewhere. He's proven to be a very good executive over his time. So good talent evaluator. So, I mean, he'll bounce back somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
So we're going to take a quick break. We will come back. We're going to get into some NFL, some Hard Knock talk. Somebody wants another Kaepernick-like contract, and we got some champs out here in Los Angeles.
Whoop, whoop.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Limit Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. Yeah. How you feeling? You feel all right?
Yo, y'all fuckers bore me. Don't wanna talk about mechanical royalties. I wanna talk about orgies and forgery, world wars, and some things more important than some record stores pretending there's only four dwarfs. I'm a Wordsworth. Four score some odd years ago, I appeared like a miracle. Maybe you didn't hear me, dawg, hear me, dawg. Hit you with some shit you never heard before. Ash Roth raps on herbivore. Lord of source sportsmanship. Throw shit when I don't win. When things get grim, I'm Jim Harbaugh. Times are hard, bro. Tired of playing hardball, barter with the strong arm, tall broads, large bra, hard on, flaw, I ball like James Harden, little off, chance he was gay, fancy when straight, only pause for long when I stand up a phase, blinder than Dolly Parton, that's in a Pamela phase, stamina sweet, handsome, my advantage is fate, haters gon' hate, but all they say is damn it, he's great, famished, need a sandwich to taste, I like my ham with cheese and mayonnaise, mind your manners on dates, standard procedure, sheriff, yeah, my plan is to wait, sip a brandy while you standing's coming stand. In my place, chairman embrace. Just keep it going merrily. Listening, I'm terribly. Little George chopping down the cherry tree. There's a moment in youth when growing ensues. Not only are you growing, but you show and improve. Lo and behold, I'm sowing, let my flowing be proof. Yeah, Merlowing ain't the only thing that slowly improves. True. Ooh.
We back. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
If y'all want to hit us up, get some finals talk going on. Let us know how you feel about your squads, all the Spurs fans. Shout me out, Miami fans. Big up your team. And everybody else, we know some of y'all hating LeBron, some of y'all Nick Wright and all that. So let us know. Let us know your feelings on Sterling and all that. Yep. Hit us up, thebrotherslayman at gmail.com, on Twitter, at brotherslayman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219. And we'll definitely read your joint on the show.
Yeah, definitely. Holler at us, and we will holler back at you.
That's why I just went up to get a drink. I'm like, oh, the neighbors, grown folk time. Mm-hmm. Got the little smooth jazz going. I'm like, all right, here come the martinis. Yep. Margarita time.
Yep. You know, before we get into all the fun stuff with the NFL, do want to take some time to send a rest in peace to Coach Chuck Knoll.
Damn, that was shocking.
Man, it was definitely a huge loss for the league and, you know, for the Pittsburgh Steeler Nation. Mm-hmm. A lot of people consider Bill Cowher the best Steelers coach ever, but I would have to say Chuck Knoll was the best Steelers coach ever. I mean, shoot, he coached the team for, what's that, like 23 years? Seasons? That's you will never see that again. That rarely happens. The Steelers are probably the one organization where they have some of the longest tenured coaches. They stay there for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I will give him that. The one thing I do love about Chuck Knoll and respect about him was he did not shy away from African-American players. He always gave them an opportunity. And he knew, you know, he was not naive to the fact that, well, you know, I just will shy away from them. They're not talented enough. He knew they had talent. He knew he could utilize it. And he knew, you know, he wanted to win. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to get the best of the best. He created the Steel Curtain.
Yeah.
First coach, the only coach to win four championships. I'm like, he gave, and I'll read this out, he gave the first NFL quarterback, black quarterback, his opportunity, which was Joe Gilliam, who started ahead of Tony Bradshaw during the 1974 season. So he technically did give the first African-American quarterback an opportunity to start. Mm-hmm. He had Tony Dungy on his team and pushed for him also to be a head coach. You know, he drafted Mean Joe Green. He had Franco Harris, Lynn Swan. I mean, he also is the only coach to draft four Hall of Famers in one NFL draft.
That's nuts.
Which is ridiculous. Let me see who did he get? Who did he get in this draft? Lynn Swan, John Starr, Jack Lambert, Mike Webster. Are you kidding? You got Jack Lambert and Lynn Swan and John Stallworth all in the same draft. It's ridiculous. They said that. From now on, the most Hall of Famers that have been in any draft is two. He got four. And the most that any draft others has had is two. And you got four on one team? That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So, I mean, the man is a legend. You know, John Fox, head coach of the Broncos, come learn from Chuck Knoll. So, I mean, he has a lot of ties, and that shows you great coaches have great coaching trees. Phil Jackson.
Yeah, it is. News came around. Yeah, so yeah. Shout out to the family and, you know, to Steeler Nation, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, when one of your legendary coaches, you know, is gone, you got to pay the respects, man.
You know, this is going to have them motivated to, you know, win it for Chuck this year.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to need some serious help, but yeah.
They'll be motivated.
They will. Mm-hmm. All right, so I know Falcons are going to be on Hard Knocks this year.
And I tweeted out immediately. I was like, I'm curious to see how the ratings do for Hard Knocks. I know people love Hard Knocks and everything, but we all know America loves drama. Mm-hmm. Falcons don't really have a lot of it. You're more of a, you know, they don't have a lot. They don't have any divas or, you know, any guys with bad raps or, you know, guys getting in trouble all the time. You know, their coach is a great guy. Mike Smith's just an all-around nice guy. Matt Ryan's a great guy. I mean, it's really, there's no drama. So I'm like, I'm curious to see if people really tune in like they used to when you had the Cowboys and the Jets and Rex Ryan cursing up a storm. And you had Chad Johnson on Miami's.
You know, going into the coaches meeting.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm curious to see how it goes with just, and I, honestly, just a regular average football team.
Yeah,
you with like, no drama.
Yeah, because you want to see the in and outs of training camp. That's what it's about. But all the extracurricular, I mean, of course it sells. That's why everybody was pushing for, come on, Cleveland.
Johnny Manziel.
And I was like, did you really think?
People were pissed.
Right. Like, oh, y'all.
How could you deprive us of the opportunity to see him as a rookie? Like, oh, my.
I'm like, I'm not.
I'm trying to win.
Right. How am I depriving you? Like, if he's good enough, he's going to get some time.
Exactly.
Like,
you're going to see him. Don't worry.
Yeah, since we already know that he's Brian Hoyer has a spot for now.
Yeah, for the moment. So.
Yeah, but I remember it's funny. You told me that according to the league, they have the right that some they can force certain teams to be on Hard Knocks.
That's the stupidest rule. They need to get rid of that dumb rule. I'm like, so you're telling me if I don't want to be on it, you can force me to be on it anyway? What the hell kind of thing is that? I mean, granted, it's I guess it's eight specific teams. In Cleveland, Jacksonville, Atlanta's one, I believe, in Detroit.
You mentioned the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders. There's a few teams on there. So I'm and Minnesota's another one. There, so I'm like, that's terrible.
Yeah,
you can't force me to do something I don't want to do.
You're already being, you know, invading people's privacy already with mics and all that stuff, and now you want to go in, and then it's going to be like, oh, y'all, this all really goes down in the locker room. Yes. I'm like, we already seen the last 2 years with, what is last few seasons with the, of course, with the Dolphins and all they drama with Incognito and Martin. We had to do what we did with the Giants where they dunked dude in the tub. You know.
Her nigga.
Right. All the practical jokes and, you know.
All the hazing.
Jess Bryant, I ain't carrying pads and all that crap. And then. You know, you we dudes, find out about
you
it.
Got dudes paying $16,000 for dinners and all that stuff.
And then we, you know. Yeah, we find out about it. And then we're like, oh, my God.
Right.
What's wrong
with them?
How can that happen in the NFL locker room? Why does that go down? I'm like, well,
it's a fraternity.
It ain't none of your business.
Thank you, NYOB.
Right. Now, if somebody's getting treated like crap, like with the Dolphin situation, then, yeah, you expect somebody to step up. But in most cases, you know, all these little, I ain't going to say hazing, but, you know, just putting rookies through and stuff. And
you go through the, you know, it's all in good fun.
Some things that are strictly on the football field and get done within the team. You put it out there, of course you're not going to like some of it, but it's not for you to like.
Exactly.
It's not supposed to be PC for you.
Exactly. There's nothing to do with you.
So I can understand why teams don't want it. Like, you're going to be all up in my shit.
Exactly.
I don't want that.
So, you know, hopefully the Falcons is not a distraction for them and they can, you know.
Y'all, they bounce
back. I'm sure they'll bounce back.
They'll line up the team.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be tough on that defense, though. Sean Witherspoon ruptured his Achilles.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when they drafted him out of Missouri in the first round and he was supposed to be that guy. He was that coverage, total package linebacker, and injuries have taken its toll. So, unfortunately, God, you hate to see this happen with football players, ruptured Achilles, torn ACLs, and all that stuff, but it's part of the game.
Yeah. Speaking of defensive tackles, Seahawks signed Kevin Williams to a 1-year deal.
They just keep loading up, man. I'm like, how?
For them, it's all about depth.
Where are y'all getting all these cats? Where are you getting the money to pay all these fools? That's like, golly, I'm deal. Like, God, man.
Now, is he going to start, or
he'll probably be in a rotation.
Because,
you know, I mean, they like to keep their guys fresh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's still got some gas in the tank. He's been a freaking long-time Pro Bowler. He's a great player still. So, hey, that's a nice coup for them.
What do you think about Chiefs releasing Brandon Flowers?
They said it was going to happen. They heard it was going to happen. He really didn't fit the system. I guess the man coverage. He's more of a press guy. Plus, I'm like, he's 5'9". He's the little dude. He's not big. So I'm like, you guarding cats from 6'5 and 6'3. Yeah, he's going to struggle. He's not going to look great.
And if you're not physical and all that.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know, he's a slot guy. So I'm sure he'll bounce back somewhere. I've heard Atlanta, which I'm kind of curious because I'm like, he wouldn't start in Atlanta. Some people have mentioned Houston, where you can go back with Romeo Crennel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, he'll be somewhere. He's a Pro Bowl cornerback. He's going to bounce up somewhere.
Yeah, he will.
So we'll see.
Funny Andy Dalton talking about, I want a contract similar to Kaepernick. Of course you do.
Of course you want a contract. Oh, yeah, I'll take the 1-year guarantees like that. Of course you will.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't getting that much money, though. Nah. You ain't getting that much guaranteed money, sir.
He just like, well.
You better knock that off.
His agent's going to be like, I've led the team to the division championship.
Did you?
The last 3 years. You like.
Oh, and Colin Kaepernick got them to the NFC championship and the Super Bowl. Oh, have you gotten out of the first round of the playoffs? No, you didn't. Oh, no. Okay. Well, then talk to me when you get out of the first round.
Yeah, you
struggle,
man.
So I'm like, come on, dude. These guys got to be realistic. You can't compare yourself. I want to get paid like a dude who's won Super Bowl and all this other stuff, even though I've had one play. Like, for me, Jerry Jones was idiotic. paying Tony Romo for winning one playoff game. That's basically all. You paid him $55 million guaranteed for one playoff win.
Yeah.
I'm not paying you that much for that. I'm like, Colin Kaepernick didn't get that much, and he's been to two NFC championships and a Super Bowl. Come on. Are you serious? So
guys just want
you got to be realistic. Yeah, I'm not overpaying you, Andy Dalton, who ain't got no arm.
No, he's struggling.
Average Andy.
He's always iffy, making bad decisions. You know, maybe if you step up this year.
I'm like, dude, you got AJ Green. You got Matt. You got weapons, dude. Giovanni Bernard. They got Tyler Eifert at tight end. Jermaine Gresham. You got weapons, bruh. Mm-hmm. So it ain't like you carrying the load. You got guys, and you got a solid defense. So don't give me that. You ain't Peyton Manning carrying the load. You ain't Tom Brady carrying the load. No. Like, well, don't give me that.
Jay Cutler ain't been to the playoff, and he got
Jay Cutler has a gun. Yeah. Jay Cutler has the physical tools that can't be taught.
Yeah, he never looks happy.
Yeah, exactly. Damn inconsistent.
Yeah, and the line's crap. So. Yeah. And, I'm sad to see this, that Tony Scheffler tied in for the Lions is retired due to three concussions over the past four seasons.
Another former Bronco. Yeah. I told you, they all over the place. But it's unfortunate to see him go, you know, due to concussions.
Yeah, and I mean, these are the kind of things you take a year off and maybe he's like, oh, I'm better now. Maybe I'm willing to come back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a brutal sport.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, good for him taking the initiative to retire and not letting the injury take him out itself. Mm-hmm. He's just saying, you know what? I'm trying to look out for my health, my future, you know, my family. So I commend them for that.
Yeah. Shout out to the championship Los Angeles Kings.
Whoop, whoop.
Two titles in 3 years. No, after winning game 5, 3-2 in double overtime. Jeez.
Hey, man.
Three overtime games.
Drew Doughty, all these guys, Jeff Carter, all these cats, man. And to my boy with the same name, Jonathan Quick. You my dude, bruh. You are my, that's my dude, man. Come on, man. Justin Williams, all these guys. Dustin Brown, all of them, man. Congratulations. Hey, man. Y'all the one team in L.A. finally winning some titles in these past few years, keeping us afloat.
Yeah, I'm happy for that, man.
I really am, too. They've been down for years.
I remember when Gretzky was here, and they could just never get over that hump.
And, you know, got the first one ever a couple years ago. And their team, I'm not going to act like I know all about hockey, because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've heard, their team is, like, set for the years. Like, they don't want to say dynasty, but apparently that's what they're looking like, a team that, you know, similar to the Spurs, to the Patriots, who will always be in that contention for a title. So, you know, good for them. I'm really happy for them, you know, and the battle they had to go through to get there. I'm talking about game 7 in 3 straight series, bruh.
I know, that's crazy.
Are you kidding me? San Jose, Anaheim, I mean, come on, man. No, going through it. And then finished off the Chicago Blackhawks in 7. And then killed. Absolutely destroyed the New York Rangers in 5. What?
Oh, yeah,
double OT. You can see the exhaustion. And it was great. Loving it.
Yeah, they just could never. I mean, the first two games, the Rangers were up.
Yeah.
They forced overtime, one bowl. Game 3 just smashed them. Shut them out. And then this one, I'm like, ain't another overtime? Yeah, I've read they played 26 total games, tied the record for most playoff games in the season. I'm like,
and actually watching these games, man, I got to give it to these hockey players. These fools, they are tough.
Mm-hmm.
They give it they all. I mean, honestly, and from what I'm trying to still learn the game, but they told me a lot of times it's tiring skating just one full length at full speed. They have to interchange constantly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you got guys playing 40 something minutes. I mean, you could just see they were just whipped, but they put in the effort. You could see the heart. You could see they wanted it.
Yeah,
they wanted it.
And this is a team that even no matter the circumstances, if they down, it don't matter.
Nope.
The Kings are like, you better bury the Kings.
Yep.
Otherwise,
yep.
If you leave the door
open.
You cannot
count them out at all. So, I mean, yo, shout out to them. They represent LA the way it's supposed to be repped, and bring that championship back. They got to have the parade soon, and, hey, good job. They won it here. I know it was cracking last night. I know it was rocking down in LA Live. So.
Oh, yeah, I know them. You know, it's a lot of hockey fans out
here. Yeah, man. So,
a lot
you
of
know,
diehard LA Kings fans. So shout outs to y'all.
Yeah,
I know
shout
y'all
out to y'all.
Me.
Y'all true LA Kings fans who've been following them since the days, you know, since Gretzky, since days before then. Shout out to y'all for keeping up with them, being, you know, representing them truly, truly, truly.
And before we wrap up, of course, we got to talk about what is, to, in my opinion, the greatest sport in the world, even though I don't watch it like that.
Oh, yeah.
The World Cup.
Without question.
Is here.
Soccer is the most popular sport in the world for a reason. So, FIFA, baby. Woo-woo. World Cup. Woo-woo.
And it's, you know, it has some good games so far. You know, started off that Thursday, Brazil beating Croatia.
With the flopper around the world.
Oh, wow. That was like.
You saw that Key and Peele? I reminisce.
Like, I was just like, what?
Oh, it was fantastic. But, I mean, you know, it's part of the game. That goes to show you, even in soccer, they flopping.
Mm-hmm.
They doing whatever they can do to win it. Especially Brazil, man. You know, it's on their turf.
Right.
Yeah, they trying to bring that title home, baby.
Oh, you know they are. I mean, you know, they're having a lot of drama out there. With,
oh, yeah.
You know, and rightfully
with
so
the
for the people.
And all that,
you know,
yeah.
Feeling like some of that money could have gone to infrastructures and not the World Cup.
And that,
you know,
that's understandable.
Right. But I understand that, you know, once it starts to get going and Brazil starts winning,
fans
I think
will,
people will just.
They'll support them.
Yeah, they'll support
them.
The team
they'll rally
around
the team, yeah. And who knows? Maybe after everything's said and done, who knows? Maybe some of that money does go to infrastructure. You know, we never know. You never can tell. So, you know, and then the next day, unfortunately. Cameroon couldn't pull it out. Lost 1-0 against Mexico.
Man, and then Netherlands beating Spain ass.
Waxed that ass. So, I mean, oh, my goodness. These games have been great. I really enjoyed watching these games again. I like watching soccer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great sport. I've played it for 5 years. It was a great sport. It's just a great sport overall. You know, it can teach you a lot. And
no, the fans, man, I love it.
The fans are unbelievable. Those are fans.
Yeah, I remember going to one, I think, when it was out here.
Yeah.
1996? No, I think I want to say 94.
Something along that. I think, because I believe going, I went.
Did we both go to that?
I think so. Because I remember we went to see Cameroon.
Yeah.
I remember going to one of those.
Yeah,
so,
the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. So,
man, it was nuts.
It was crazy. You kind of get into it with them, so it's all in good fun.
Yeah, I love seeing the fans.
We don't like seeing when the chairs start being broken off and being tossed out, and flames start coming around, and riots start happening, and that's when I draw the line, sir. So,
oh no, they have the most diehard rabbit fans.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have to have a barbed wire fence around the, you know, around the field. On some of these stadiums, you're like...
That tells you all you need to know.
That's serious.
The players need to watch themselves.
Damn.
And I'm saying, they don't play when it comes to their soccer. And this is why soccer is the most popular sport in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a lot of these countries, this is the only sport they can afford to play.
Yeah.
This is the only sport they can do. So they're very passionate for it. And, you know, for coworkers of mine, we're talking, we're like, damn. I wonder how some of these people just save for these FIFA tickets. Like, do they start saving, like, as soon as the World Cup's over? Oh, 4 years worth of saving so I can be there to rep my city, to rep my nation.
Yeah, because this means everybody come out. And this is all about your country.
It is. It's representing your country, which is why I'm like, USA, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, I don't give a shit what your coach says. I believe you can win it. So let's go.
Yeah, they're going to have a tough game.
Yep.
I know they start off playing Ghana on... on Monday.
Yeah.
So that's going to be good. Yeah, I wanted to see that Italy-England game. Italy won 2-1.
Yeah.
Ivory Coast up on Japan 2-1. Okay. So it's been good so far, man. I do want to make sure I tune in, make sure I watch it before it goes off.
Yeah.
You know, we will be making sure we update because we try to, you know, incorporate as many sports as possible.
Of course. That's what it's about.
Like how the U.S. Open going on, but they just ain't got no stars. It's like Tiger's not in it. Some folks
so nobody
watching.
Cares.
Phil Mickelson kind of fell out. And
but
like, damn.
But
bro.
Shout out to Martin Kramer. I mean, excuse me, Martin Kramer, who has a 5-stroke lead. I mean, he's kicking everybody's ass right now. So shout out to the brother. Where's my boy Rory McIlroy? Don't really know what he's doing.
Yeah, he got the talent. He just can't put it together.
Yeah,
I mean, that Tiger thing is like, that's one.
That's
of
a phenomenon, folks.
Yeah, a guy who wins like what 10 majors in like 3 years or some ridiculous.
He just
amount.
Happened to be part African American. I was just part of it.
Yeah,
but
when was like the last time you seen a Jack Nicklaus?
That's what I'm saying, or Arnold Palmer. You know what I'm saying? It don't come around often. It's the same with boxing. It's the same with every freaking sport, man. There's always going to be one phenomenon or one individual who is just that much just talentedly, just a freak of nature that mm-hmm. you've never seen before. So it you know, it happens, and you know you relish and you enjoy the moments, and you know you deal. So shout out.
All right, that's right. All right, y'all. Let's get into these award times. You know what time it is.
Yes, sir.
Just jumping into the Noice Award.
Noice, Noice, Noice.
Noice, Noice. Who's yours for this week?
For the Noice, the awards, and the what the fuck moments. I think I'm going to have to think outside of the box for these a little bit this week.
Okay.
My Noice Award, even though he's down, is going to go to LeBron James.
Okay.
LeBron James, for all the crap he has to deal with and take, LeBron James is honestly a fantastic role model. And, you know, it's somebody that should be appreciated. I know we live in the age of social media now where everybody's a critic. Everybody has the right to shit on whoever they want and crap on people all the time. And that's normally what people choose to do when stuff happens. They immediately go for the negative.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I try to bring a positive spin on everything. So for LeBron James, I really truly commend him for since basically being dubbed, and I know we've been critical about him, you know, being dubbed the king since, you know, before he was even in the league, you know, but he's handled it well.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, you know, everybody comes back to that whole decision crap. Yes, that was a poor decision, but we learn in life. You live and you learn, and he probably learned from that. He ain't going to do that again. Honestly, you probably won't see anybody do that again just because, you know, it looks bad.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to do that again. So I'm like, for LeBron's sake, he's the best player in the world. He takes all the criticism and all the shit. And I mean, for somebody who's been to the finals 4 straight years, I mean, that has to be commended. I mean, Jesus Christ. The city of Miami, I mean, what more do y'all want? He has given you 4 opportunities for championships and won 2 out of the 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty damn good. And, you know, it doesn't look like they're going to win a third, but it's possible still. I'm not going to completely rule them out. So I got to commend LeBron James. He's the greatest of all time? No, not going to do that to LeBron James. He's a great player. At the end of his career, I'm sure he will be up there with one of the best. And 7 years from now, I will be talking about it and mm-hmm. talking about the great things he did. But as of right now, I'm not a mind reader. I'm not a psychic. I can't read into the future. Everybody wants to compare him to Jordan and he's never going to be Jordan and all this other stuff. Let LeBron play. Let LeBron be. Why can't LeBron just be LeBron?
Mm-hmm.
Why does he have to be Jordan? Why does he have to be Kobe? Why does he have to be Magic? He's LeBron fucking James. And hopefully that is what he will be remembered as when he's done. As LeBron, not Magic, or he's like this or like this. He is like LeBron. LeBron is, we've never seen a LeBron James. We've never seen a specimen like this. So he's one of a kind. Let's stop comparing him to every other freaking top 5 player that exists. He is who he is. And once the end of the road comes, then we'll debate where he lies. Period.
All right. Well said.
Thank you.
Mine is pretty much going to be short. We went in on the King, so they was going to get my Noice Award.
Yep.
It gets it automatically. Yo, Kawhi, motherfucking Leonard, Sugar K, the Claw, all of that. Just came in, turned it around, quieter than Tim Duncan. Getting him to smile seems like it's just difficult. You know, he's not going to be that star. I want to do mad commercials and all that. But he's
quieter than Tim Duncan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But this dude is all about winning. Putting in the work, and if he does, I honestly would love to see him be the finals MVP. We will see what happens, but shout out to Kawhi Leonard. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
Take your time. Keep growing at your own pace. We're not expecting you to be a Paul George level next season. All you got to do is just keep improving your game, and we going to be supporting you.
Real talk.
All right. My what the fuck moment.
Mm-hmm. What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No. 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 Fuck that.
Back to Donald Sterling. Shame on these black folk. This fool like, I'm going to go to a Baptist church. You didn't see that?
No.
He went to some church out here, for some kind of, I just want to come here to, I guess asking for forgiveness or some bullshit. I was just like, what? I'm just like, he's in church. You're like, and then hearing I forgive him. We shouldn't be going off on Don Sterling. Lord say forgive. I'm like,
look, I get it. I do. But, go ahead. Go ahead.
Look. Quit with all this bull crap, man. Well, he put a nice fat donation in your damn plate. Oh, well, Lord say forgive him. What's he going to do? Is he still treating his tenants like crap in the black and brown neighborhoods?
God don't like ugly either.
I mean, come on. So if I do some foul crap to the Jewish community, can I just go in there? And they're going to be welcoming me in open arms like ain't nothing happened. Like, bullshit. If I see him come in my church and he trying to be all that, I'd be like, you know what? I'm good. Dude, come on. This ain't even your religion, bruh. You over here talking like I'm Jewish and, you don't get love to the black Jews. Shut your ass. Get out of here, man. I'm going to say, well, how did they spend? No, fuck that. Get your butt out of here. I ain't forgiving him for that. I ain't going to hate him. I don't have to hate his butt, but I'm like, I'm not buying what you selling, man. I ain't buying it. Get it together. Go to your church and ask your Lord for forgiveness.
That's real talk. That's real talk. So I second that. I mean, I get the whole, God forgives and all of that stuff. God also does not like ugly people. God does not like people being treated, poorly. So, yes, everybody deserves a second chance, and he should have an opportunity to repent his sins. But at the same time, God may forgive him, but that doesn't mean I have to.
Nope.
So, I mean, it is what it is. He said what he said, and I really don't have much more to say about him. he's an idiot.
Nah, every time we talk about him, he probably doing something stupid.
The one thing my what the fuck moment is gonna go to Jim Irsay.
Okay.
I read a quote and I'm trying to find it where it came out that he kind of said along the lines that he doesn't have anything to apologize for or something along those lines. And I was kind of taken back because I'm just like, really? You have nothing to apologize for. All the nonsense that you did and all the tainting the NFL shield and all that stuff. And I'm still kind of pissed off at Roger Goodell he still has not done anything. I'm like, come on. So NFL season is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to punish the man or you're not? Because, as far, I haven't even heard him come out and say an apology. He hasn't apologized for it. So clearly he's not really showing much remorse. So I'm like, and this is what really pissing me off. Cause I'm like, you have all these players who get in trouble. They come out, they say their piece and apologize and all this other stuff.
People take them to believe it or not.
And they're reprimanded. You got this guy, this idiot owner who broke the law, was arrested. We saw him arrested on camera and ain't like we didn't see it. Does not come out and apologize. And he's yet to be punished. So you can't be a hypocrite. You cannot be a hypocrite. You can't do a one-to-one and not to the other. So if you're going to sit here and punish these players, you better be cooking up a damn good punishment for him then. I'm like, if you ain't punishing him by this point, you better be coming up with a damn good punishment for him. Because if nothing comes, he's going to hear a lot. The NFLPA is going after his ass. Hard.
Oh, they better. I would. If y'all not,
Yeah, then you need to stop punishing the players then, if that's the case. So it is what it is, and, you know, hopefully something's done about this, because this is absurd. So yeah. That's my what the fuck.
All right, man. Yeah, it's getting tired. We want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Leave us 5-star ratings on them joints. Let us know. On the Stitcher, you can also give us that thumbs up if you're loving what you hear.
Yeah, yeah.
You can also go to the website, blackisonline.com. You can find us there. Leave us comments and feedback there as well. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts brought to you by the Black Is Network, The Jam, Coach Connection, yep. The Break, mm-hmm. Brown Girl Hour, yep. You know, all about quality content and just diversity in our content that we provide. So we hope you all enjoy that. Appreciate all those who have been giving us love and retweeting the shows, man. We definitely appreciate it very much. If y'all want to hit us up directly, we'd love to hear from you. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com for email. Hit us up on Twitter @BrothersLayman. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, can't forget about that. Turn my headphones up.
Oh, yeah.
Turn them bitches up. You know what I'm saying? So,
did you listen to that?
Of course. I had to hear some little bumps, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Some little tunes. So nice little joints on there. So,
thank you.
Definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Layman. And for the long-time listeners, please continue listening to us. And for your first-time listeners, hoping you enjoyed yourselves, go ahead and tell your friends, your families, tell your mamas, daddies, your sisters, brothers, your cousins, your aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell, your dogs, your cats, your frogs, your roosters, your chickens, your ducks, gooses, geeses. What else we got? cows, bulls, ox. Buffalo, I can just keep on going. So tell everybody about the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your gracious hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Mm-hmm. Jedi Knight shit right here. Prosper, J-Elect. All hail the rap gods, better show respect. We on deck, do the damn thing, shining like the gold pennants, descendants of black kings. You know the flow is cold as ice. South freedom in the hell with that tumbling dice. The gods back, matter of fact, on the Oracle. Pick up Just Blaze, Mike Shab, Johnny Audible. TJ on the wheels, Duke on the camera. Two-digit quick, hit him with the hammer. Internet dog, put a block on you spammers. Really no question, you know who the man is. Sun on that sunrise, Sun Tzu, burn like the sun do. Mike Chad, 1-2, respect. When I come through, move like royalty, Selassie out of majesty. Brightest of the 100 billion stars in the galaxy. I spit venom, hate it sour like lemons. And entering the new dimension through the worm, holding them and blow the spot. Like the embassy bombing, the master shaman rock the golden death mask like a Tutankhamun. I'm in a hybrid hoopty, shades on Kofi. Notice how we focus, man, discipline like Bruce Lee. Damn right, hold tight, black fist, dark night. Real revolutionary rap, just a prototype. Person up and interrupt, yeah homie, that's what's up. DNA origins, black queen, tell a friend Lucy. 3 million years in a skeleton. Now you just scared and trembling. See me in the club getting more love than Wembley. The planet Earth's best man, fuck what you heard. Reptilian still running, this shit is absurd. I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. And all of the mischievous things I hear. Should've died at 19, never seen my kid. A slave to nicotine, whiskey shots anonymous. The rear view shows no one there reminding us. No Ramadan, Quran, Hanukkah, Yarmulke to save me the way that the DJ did. Jay Valor, Theodore, Theodora, Tweet, Theodoras. No church, no holy water, no pew, no mass, De La Hoya. I leave the arena the way I came. Gold medal, rose petals waving my cane. The party people all say my name. Black God body. Civilizer 85 right there in the lobby from JFK to Hobby. How does he do it? It's kinda like this. Every rhyme I write is like a flying disc. I drop bombs like a scientist. I drop bombs like a scientist. J-Elect gets stronger as I get older. I measure with the heat that's made by solar. I represent the UPT Magnolia. 10 man, floating in my 10 can. Major time to ground control. My resume fucks up the sound control. My